Studies show doctors are often reluctant to talk to patients about their weight, even though it's clear that obesity puts patients at risk of heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. Many doctors say they're simply uncomfortable broaching the topic and don't want to alienate patients. Others say they were never taught how to bring up the subject. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Okay, good. And he'll pick up his prescription for the refill as well, hopefully.
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
At the UCLA Center for Cardiovascular Disease Prevention, Dr. Benjamin Ansell sees patients who have failed to lose weight, and they suffer the complications of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. Patients like 71-year-old Alan Sugar.
I at one time was 244 pounds, and I've been overweight most of my adult life. All of my adult life, really.
At 52, Sugar developed diabetes. He had a family history of high cholesterol, and when his was measured, his total cholesterol was 280. His blood pressure hovered around 160 over 95. He had difficulty sleeping. Added together, Sugar was at high risk for a heart attack or stroke.
I don't remember any doctor telling me to lose weight.
And so he didn't. Even as his weight climbed, Sugar didn't change other aspects of his lifestyle.
I didn't exercise. If somebody would talk about a health club, I'd turn around and walk the other way.
But 3 years ago, Sugar suffered chest pains. An angiogram revealed a main artery to his heart was 85% clogged. Sugar underwent angioplasty to clear his clogged artery, and he was referred to Dr. Ansell, who told him something no other doctor had told him before.
Lose weight. Lose weight. He said the first time I met him, he said, lose weight and you won't have to take these medications.
Dr. Ansell says Sugar was extremely motivated and took his advice to heart. Sugar says Dr. Ansell was very convincing. In any case, under Ansell's supervision, Sugar lost 74 pounds over 9 months. His blood sugar went down, his cholesterol dropped, and so did his blood pressure. He was able to cut the dose of his medications. And today, Sugar does exercise, going to the gym every day, lifting weights, and walking the treadmill for at least 30 minutes. But Sugar's success is not typical. Most patients have a difficult, if not impossible, time losing weight. And once they do, most of them gain it back. For his part, Dr. Ansell says it doesn't have to be that way. Changes in the healthcare system, he says, and in the way doctors treat obesity could make all the difference.
The problem is telling a patient to lose weight is a very ineffective way to get him to lose weight. Patients generally know that they're overweight. It's not a surprise. But on the other hand, telling them to lose weight without a clear plan or a method by which that can be accomplished is a recipe for failure.
Ansell says patients need to know how to calculate nutritional value, fat, and calorie content, as well as how, when, and how much to exercise. But he says doctors face obstacles in helping patients do this. For one, most insurance companies don't pay for doctors to do this type of counseling.
There are systematic barriers in place that will limit doctors' enthusiasm about confronting this even before they get to the point of discussing this with a patient, because they will feel they're not going to get paid for this, they don't have the time for this, patients are going to balk to some extent at even having discussions like this. And no one really wants to rock the boat, especially when that takes more time than following the path of least resistance, which is to focus on what brought a patient into the office in the first place.
Which, ironically, might even be the result of obesity. Hypertension, for example. One recent study by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that patients who were advised to lose weight by their doctors were nearly three times more likely to try to lose weight than those who did not have such a discussion. At the same time, another study finds only 18% of physicians ever bring the issue of weight up with their patients.
Good. Good. Have you been walking around today?
Yes.
Any chest pain or any problems like that?
No.
Dr.
Okay.
Karen
so
Joint
well,
is
huh?
a first-year resident at Duke
good,
University
good.
Medical
are you
Center. She recently took a course in how to identify and treat obesity.
I think my entire approach to thinking about obesity changed as a result of the rotation, because I had sort of been thinking about it fairly simplistically previously.
Calories in, calories out. Just do it was basically Joint's approach. No more. Now she recognizes that being overweight is far more complicated.
People who had almost a food addiction in terms of it being an important part of their social life or a connection with their family, or people who had always had a relationship with food that was a very emotionally based relationship. And kids who were brought up with eating habits that led them down the road of obesity, for which they had no tools to deal with this, and that it wasn't their fault. This was how they had been brought up.
As a result of seeing the consequences of obesity firsthand, Joint says she now plans on bringing up the issue of weight with her patients. And with the help of the course, she says she knows how to bring up the issue. The course was developed by Dr. Jarrell Bowen of Duke University. Bowen wanted to help med students learn how to discuss obesity with their patients.
There's a certain level of discrimination against the obese in our society, and there are a lot of people that believe that it's a personal choice. It's because they're lazy, no willpower. And there have been several studies that show that physicians have those kind of attitudes themselves. So one of the goals of this course was trying to break down some of those barriers.
Professor Bowen hopes students like Karen Joint will encourage more med students to sign on to this course and learn how to talk to patients about obesity. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.